Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tyranny is here. I can't tell you how many mainstream news articles I've read for big cities, small towns, you name it. Small towns tend to be the worst per capita. The cops just pull people over, steal their cars, steal their money, plant drugs on them. You'll have the mayor's brother owning a local private prison. In some cases, they'll have half of the town in the jail. In the case of Tulia, Texas, more than half the black people in the town were in the jail. They planted drugs on them. That all came out later. And then you get this case now going to the Supreme Court, epic corruption in the whistleblower. Fine exposed L.A. Superior Court judges for taking illegal money from the county in violation of the California state constitution to rule. The county supervisors are using public tax money to pay off the Superior Court judges. Number three, the Superior Court judges decided cases in favor of the county. And it just goes on and on. And this guy is in jail, and they won't even tell the Supreme Court while they're there. They just say, look, he's in jail. That's the end of it. This is the essence of tyranny. But remember, I just used a case that was did get some national attention. Pennsylvania rocked by jailing kids for cash scandal. This is how it works. I mean, most of the family court judges, if you investigate them, you find out they're living in million-dollar houses, and they're getting money from the different adoption agencies. I mean, they hunt your family. This is slavery. Slavery's legal in America. Torture's legal. They had different names for it. Pain compliance, CPS. Let's finish up this video. Here it is.
If you look in today's L.A. Times, where you've had a repressive government in there for 30 years where people haven't voted, it's the same thing that's happening in the corruption in Afghanistan and corruption in Iraq.
Short of rebellion, Mr. Fine implores us to take the only action left to us while we still have the ability to act.
And you vote the bums out. And that is what it comes down to.
This is only a brief excerpt of an exclusive jailhouse interview where Richard Fine explains how all the forces, from greedy local developers to the State Bar Association to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, all conspired to protect the illegal payments that are still being paid to the L.A. Superior Court judges.
All right. And you can go to Infowars.com and link through. We're going to have them on next week. And they've reached out to us. That's how we even know about this. I mean, I knew about the Supreme Court issue and this guy's case. I've seen it in a few newspapers, but I didn't realize the full magnitude. So we're in contact with him. We're going to try to get more of the interview to play here next week because Mr. Fine is behind bars. There is a protest coming up next week there in L.A. You can find out more at Infowars.com. Epic corruption and the whistleblower, Cassandra Anderson, Infowars.com. Great job to everybody out there. Exposing this tyranny. I mean, how do you think the IRS courts work? Unelected criminal courts that just take people's property without due process. How do you think the environmental courts work? Taking people's farms and ranches without due process. I mean, how do you think the CPS, there's no jury. They didn't have them until about 100 years ago or less, about 95 years ago. England over 100 years ago had set up racial hygiene family courts to sterilize people, eugenics. The U.S. adopted it, and the U.S. financed Germany through the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and then Adolf Hitler to do what he did. Family courts are part of the health department. It is a eugenics guild to mop up and go after society. And it's not due process. So this is all heavily inculcated. And then now, it talks about kids that did nothing wrong, swept up by police. They were getting paid off. This is in Philadelphia. Sent in and given year-long, six-month, two-year-long sentences in a private juvenile prison. And it says the private juvenile prison was giving $2.6 million to two different judges. $2.6 million to kidnap your children. And then the cops, talking thousands a week. Good job, just keep bringing them in here. And those cops say, absolutely, these people are trash. Oh, we love it.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are joined via video Skype connection the next hour and 52 minutes by Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980, trendsresearch.com. He really doesn't need any introduction to this audience. Plus, he's all over CNN, Fox, MSNBC, you name it. He's a best-selling author. And I wanted to get him on to talk about the deterioration in the world. What he predicted 2.5-3 years ago, that they would come after the pension funds, that the banks would further bankrupt society, that they would cut city and county services while at the same time raising taxes, that tax rebellions would form, that people would be on the streets. Again, this is 2.5-3 years ago. That's now all beginning to happen. And where he sees this going. Also, Obama fear-mongering. We know Governor Ridge put out fake terror alerts and has now admitted it. The nuclear 9/11. Now Obama's saying this again. They're talking about going into Iran. There are so many issues I want to discuss. And I want to take your phone calls for questions and comments for Gerald Celente. And basically, the sky's the limit. You can talk about whatever you want with him. 1-800-259-9231. I appreciate him. He's a very busy person giving us this in-depth, extended interview today. Gerald, it's good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's always great being on with you, Alex.
So much has been developing and unfolding and happening, and I have my list of questions, but what's coming out in the next Trends Journal? What are you focused on right now?
The next Trends Journal is going to be out in a day or two, and the headline story is The Great War. They're leading us to the Great War, the first Great War of the new millennium. and you touched on it with the fear-mongering that they're throwing out there. Let's go back to 1920s. It was the same scheme, just a different time. The Wall Street gang bankrupted the nation. They had a different Ponzi scheme or a Madoff scheme. And the markets crashed in 29. We go into a severe depression. And what do? They lead you to war after they try everything else. We're about to have the bailout bubble burst. First, we had the dot-com bubble go bust. They reinflated that with the real estate and credit crisis bubble. That broke. Rather than letting the big boys on Wall Street lose any money, they loaned them trillions of dollars for free to keep juicing this economy. And it makes it look like there's a recovery. It's no recovery. They covered it up with this Santa money. And that's going to run out. It's going to run out globally. You see what's going on in Greece. You see what's going on in the Ukraine.
And you said that a year ago. You said it would run out and that they would want more. And now they're saying not just more bailout. Now the bankers are telling us we want value added. We want carbon taxes. We want sales taxes. And we're going to destroy the economy, just like back in October of 08 when they held us hostage. They said, you give us unlimited trillions and you let us keep it secret or there's going to be a depression. And Congress said no, so they went out and badmouthed the economy. The stock market plunged by almost half. Congress passed it, and now they're holding us hostage again.
That's right. And what they're going to do, and this is what the Trends Journal is all about, it's the Great War. And tracking trends is the knowledge of where we are, a clear understanding, how we got here so that we can see where we're going. And you go look back at the last two great wars that they've foisted on the American economy. Look what they started with Afghanistan. It began with, we're going to get Osama bin Laden and those evildoers and bring them to justice. And now 10 years later, no Osama bin Laden. Now they're giving a blind eye to opium production. That's a New York Times story. We're not making that up. And then the Iraq War is a total loser. And now they're extending the war into Pakistan. And that's a big one. So what we're looking at is the Great War. They're taking the world to war. Look at who these people are. Obama, Bush, Clinton, Gates, McChrystal. They're levels between psychopaths and sociopaths. And that's all they are. And people are looking up to these people. And most of them, of course, you know, they've never worn a uniform or fought in one. And they all talk tough about what we have to do. We means you and me, and the taxes are the other issue. So that's what we're writing about.
Well, I mean, you called it. The banks are openly telling the government what to do, just like Iceland, just like Greece. And I want to get back into the big war and how they plan to get there. But let's first move back to the domestic front. What is Washington thinking? 22%+ real unemployment, job list claims going way up, people's pay going way down, the economy definitely going into depression, and the government at the federal level is just growing, growing, growing. Meanwhile, Ohio, Texas, Michigan, New Jersey, laying off half the cops or more than half the sheriff's deputies in many cities. 4-day-a-week school. They're making DMV workers in California work 5 days, only be paid for 4. Can't people recognize that we're going into a third world Argentine or Nigerian scenario where 90% of the money goes to the Madoffs through their fraud, and then we pay more taxes, but we get less services? I mean, this is insane.
Well, let's take the first question you asked. What are they thinking about? This is the red carpet crowd. They don't think about anything. Look at the way that they live. Everywhere they go, they fly around in jet planes big enough to move a half a city. Every time they arrive, their red carpet comes out, they salute, the band plays, and they have great dinners. And it goes on from the secretaries of this or that to all these two-bit congressmen that are treated like royalty every time they go abroad. They're thinking of nothing but themselves. That's why they're politicians. And any adult that believes a politician is going to look out for their benefit really has to have their head examined. Ronald Reagan said it best. He said they're the second oldest profession. But at least with the first oldest profession, you end up with a happy ending. So what we're looking at here is they don't care where the economy's going as long as they continue to live in the style that they've been accustomed to. These are not smart people. Listen to the words. They always talk about Obama, for example, being, quote, a brilliant politician. That's it. That's as far as it goes. Hillary Clinton, a politician. They're politicians. Why don't people grow up and understand what they're going to get? They're going to get the shaft, and they're getting it. But again, after all this dies down, and they're pumping it up now with this two-bit nuclear summit that they just held, and they're waving the red flag at Iran. And by the way, the other one is going to be, we're most concerned about what's going to happen with Israel. That story jumped out of the news overnight when they said that they were going to continue to build housing developments on occupied land, which is against the UN resolutions, against international law. They brushed it over. They did not, Netanyahu did not come to that nuclear summit, although Israel is alleged to have between 100 and 400 nuclear warheads. So we can see where we're leading here, and we believe that there's going to be something going on between Israel and Iran that the United States is going to go into it with them, and when this happens, it's the beginning of the Great War.
And by the way, Russian President Medvedev said 2 days ago to Haaretz, he said, Israel, don't attack Iran. This could cause World War III, a global catastrophe. And I've interviewed top former Pentagon and CIA analysts. I've read what the others are saying. It all runs from bad to worse. A huge regional war, oil prices tripling, our troops being attacked, depression. That's on the bad to the worse, starting a nuclear war with Russia and China. And we saw Cheney running that sneak attack with the Georgians on 888. That's now been declassified that he wanted to start war. So, sure, you got a lot of these political whores and idiots in Washington, like Congressman Hank Johnson, who believes that islands are floating and they may capsize. I mean, he's now set on record. No, he believes islands float. But you've also got the big banks and corporations, the white shoe boys you talk about, who, I mean, they've taken over. They've stolen trillions. They're running things. So there's also some smart ones in there.
Of course. And, you know, that great quote, and we have that one in the Trends Journal, which I know you know about, Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine at the time, Marine history, calling war a racket. And he talks about how he doesn't want to fight anymore for the Brown brothers, which is, you know, brokerage firm.
That was the Bushes.
And the banks. He talks about it. It's a racket. And that's what people have to know. The banks are robbing. It's the greatest bank robbery in American history, in world history. And the banks are doing the robbing. They could care less about us, Alex. They're money junkies. They're junkies, just like a junkie needs his heroin. They need their money. They never have enough. You look at that guy Buffett. Phew, I want more billions. I want more billions. When do you have enough? And that's what they're doing. The gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States than any of the industrialized nations. We went from the most egalitarian post-World War II to now where only the rich have everything and the rest of us, and we have to pay more taxes so they could get more.
Exactly, and they're sicking the poor people on the dwindling middle class by saying the rich people is somebody who makes $200,000 a year.
Yeah,
they're raising the taxes on the one group that's actually employing people.
Exactly, and the small businesses. Oh, look at the new legislation coming out that's going to hurt family farms so the big farms could take more of the action.
Let's talk about that, Gerald Celente, when we come back. We're so honored to have you for 2 hours today, or almost 2 hours. Let's get into that new legislation. I'm glad you raised that. And then let's go back into how will they get their great war? How will they engineer it? How will they sell it? Will they let terrorists in with a nuke, or will they stage the nuke attack? We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570. Oh.
Takeover is so outrageous. I feel like just standing in front of a major bank that's a Federal Reserve shareholder and just screaming, they're robbing us with a sign. That's what Gerald Celente is saying. It's so outrageous. There's a lot of anger, but it's not the level it should be. We'll talk about provocateurs. We've been covering this for a month. Now the AP admits the Democrats are infiltrating tea parties and posing as racist. They've been caught red-handed trying to false flag us. But Gerald, you were getting into how they're attacking any group or any system that allows us to be dependent on ourselves, not dependent on the system. They don't want us to be self-sufficient.
Well, precisely. Look what happened. This country went from, you know, a nation of entrepreneurs, and when we were all about mom and pops and Main Street and family farms, we were the most egalitarian nation on earth. And now the playing field has been changed, that only the big guys get the big breaks. And as I mentioned, the gap between the rich and the poor is now the widest in the U.S. of any of the industrialized nations. So, for example, there's a big push going on now for people that want to buy local. They want to buy family farm foods. Well, now they're pushing through legislation that's going to put a big burden on the family farms, and they're bringing in the federal inspectors to make sure that they follow the regulations to a T as they turn a blind eye to the big guys. So now the main streets are deserted. We've seen what happened to the family farms. The trends are moving favorably back in those directions. And what are they doing? They're not going to let it happen. They're going to make sure that we become a service sector society. Think of the word servitude, service, serf. Hey, look at the great jobs. You want to be a cashier at a 7-Eleven? Hey, I got one for you. How about working at Walmart's at 2 in the morning and crawling between shelves to stock them? That's what they're doing to the American public. And then they're going to take us to war when all else fails.
All right, we're going to get back into that when we start the next segment. That's the key here, and I've got a whole host of issues I want to go through with the top trends forecaster in the world, wrote the book on it, stunning accuracy in his trends. Again, we're so honored to have him, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente is his name. I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, but I want to back you up on what you just said. Animal ID, premises ID. On both sides of my family, I come from farmers and ranchers. They come in with regulations. They say you've got to have premises ID, animal ID. You've got to have a $14 tag per chicken in your small chicken coop. They have federal inspectors that the news admits are focused on small farms and small outfits. $14 tag per turkey. You can only sell the chicken for $3-4 to one of the big groups, one of the big combines that processes them. But then Tyson Chicken is exempt and gets one ID per 10,000 chickens because they wrote the regulations to shut down their competition. They allow all this dirty beef to be shipped in from all over the world. They put more regulations on U.S. beef producers, and our own news media put out today that our beef is dirty when our beef is some of the cleanest and best in the world. Everything by these globalists is economic warfare. Expanding on that, they're trying to shut down vitamins and mineral companies globally through the Codex Alimentarius. Any industry that's grassroots, they're coming after it.
Exactly. It's squeeze the little guy. They're doing it with taxes. They're doing it with regulations. Look what happens. I mean, you see it all the time. They crush the small people for the smallest infraction, and they let the big guys get away with murder, literally. And look right here in New York State. It's great. We had Eliot Spitzer, the esteemed governor. You know, he was caught with a prostitute, remember, a couple of months back? And this is the guy that he was disgraced out of office. And this is the guy that wrote the rule that they would prosecute Johns that were caught with oars. He gets caught, they don't prosecute him, and now he has his own talk show. You couldn't do better than this one. The big get a free ride. This isn't America. This is France just before the Reign of Terror. Let them eat cake. They're pushing it right in everybody's face. We cannot see it more blatantly done than the way they're doing it every day.
And there's a method to the madness. They want to push us into armed rebellion. They're involved in these militias and everywhere else trying to provocateur us into violence. We'll talk about where Gerald Celente sees the domestic situation going. What is the breaking point? Will there be physical revolution? Why is the system trying to kick that off early? Is that so they can nip it in the bud? But first, the march to the Third World War. It's not just Gerald Celente saying that. Other world leaders are saying this could be the start of World War III by design. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
We are back live. We're going to go through issue after issue with Gerald Celente, interspersed with your phone calls. Tripp, Justin, Ron, Scott, Joe, and others that are holding the toll-free number to join us, NS 800-259-9231. I got two sponsors I want to tell you about. You'll notice all of our sponsors are about empowering the individual, empowering the family, and supporting Made in America, like Diamond Gusset Jeans. I'm a Levi's man, but not anymore. They're made in Mexico. They keep ripping. The crotches keep ripping out of them. I mean, I pick up a box, put it in the back of my car. They rip. They're junk. I won't be buying any more Levi's. I love Diamond Gusset. Made in America. The fabric, they're put together. 100% made in America. Diamond Gusset Jeans. GussetClothing.com. That's Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com. You've heard their jingle that is very, very addictive. Everyone's singing it around the office. Seriously, we are. GussetClothing.com, made in America. They've got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, everything at GussetClothing.com. And another sponsor, SurvivalSeedBank.com. I mean, even if you got some tomatoes and squash and you know, stuff like that growing in your backyard and peppers, humans naturally do this. My kids could spend 10 hours outside just watering and playing with our garden. We just put in a garden in the back, and we do it every year. The springtime's here. So buy one Survival Seed Bank, non-GMO, non-hybrid, and plant it and buy another one and save it. But you can also, because it's non-hybrid, non-GMO, you can replant the seeds that you get out this year. This is what humans are meant to do. And they're a great sponsor, survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. And, of course, information is important as well. Be sure and visit trendsresearch.com. Okay, Gerald, I want to start going to calls in the next segment and back into trends in the next hour, but I'm going to try to shut up here and just ask quick questions but with key points. I know governments have staged terror. I know Operation Northwoods is an official U.S. government plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. I don't put it past these bankers, this isn't our government anymore, these corporate mafia, from staging a dirty bomb or even a nuke or busting somebody in a fake attack. Imagine the clampdown they could have. The only way I see them being able to launch their war on Iran, which they're now trying to blame suitcase nukes on, is a massive crisis. We've already been lied to about fictitious WMDs in Iraq once. Now they're just coming back with the same story. But I do see them staging terror. I've seen them hyping that the Tea Parties are violent. They've been caught planting people in there, even in the AP now, yesterday. So everything I see them do is false flag, setups, frame-ups. How do you see them getting us into a war, which the Rand Corporation said 2 years ago they need to build their new world order?
Well, we believe it's Iran is going to be the target. The other one is there really may be a terrorist strike legitimately coming out of Pakistan. This should be the major news. Every day, virtually, they're sending predator drones in and killing scores of innocent people. I believe the number is well over 1,000 now in the last year. This is as old as the Old Testament. It's an eye for an eye. You have the greatest refugee crisis going on in Pakistan since Rwanda, and they're escalating that war even more. And, of course, the CIA is behind sending these drones in. Since when was the CIA supposed to be in the battle like this? I thought they were only there to collect intelligence. So we're really looking at something, Alex, where we have well over 200,000 Pakistanis in this country. They're watching their families get murdered. You think they're going to be angry? They're going to say when terrorist strikes, they hate our freedom and liberty. How about they hate your foreign policy? And they hate you for killing innocent people. Look what happened in Afghanistan 2 days ago. They strafed the passenger bus. There's plenty of hatred out there. False flag or real, we're forecasting in 2010 a 9/11 magnitude terror strike. And we're saying this as well so people can take proactive measures. What does it mean? Well, it means the things that you're talking about with on your show, the products, the survival products, but it all, and it means having gold to us, but it also means what happened after 9/11. They shut the Wall Street down. I couldn't cash in my CDs because I wanted to get away from here because Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant is just north of 9/11 and I'm of Ground Zero, and I'm just north of that. So when I went to get my CDs, I couldn't get them out because Wall Street was closed their financial instruments. This time, when 9/11 magnitude terror strikes, we forecast they're going to close the banks. You're not going to be able to get your money out. And there's going to be cyber attacks as well. And when you do get your money out, the little bit they'll let you take out at a time, it's going to be devalued. Just like they devalued it under FDR when they called a bank holiday, just like they devalued it in Argentina, they'll devalue it again. That's one of the ways they're going to try to get out of this financial mountain of debt that's bringing down the nation.
And just to back you up, we see Citibank and the other big banks saying, we'll hold your money for 7 days. We see Bloomberg. Federal regulators are ordering public and private pension funds. Since when can you do that in a free country to invest in failed banks? That's a quote. In fact, print me the Bloomberg or Business Week again. It actually says, and now Argentina just took their pension funds. Greece is talking about taking their pension funds. They tried to take the Icelandic pension funds, but the people rioted for a year and said no. And so, I mean, this is incredible. They're openly saying they're going to take the pension funds. The cybersecurity bill passed the House, now in the Senate, says for any emergency, including financial, the president can, quote, shut down the internet or selectively shut down the web. We see internet censorship passing in Italy. We see it passing in France. We see it passing last week in England. We see national publications mainly singling me out, saying I'm calling for violence when I'm not, calling for censoring us. I mean, so clearly you can see them lining everything up and getting ready for a war as a political distraction, but the real enemy is us, fleecing us further, and like a bully sitting on our chest, pounding us in the face, breaking our will, so the criminal Madoffs and Ken Lay types that run our society, they're trying to go for broke and then make sure they can protect themselves from the people.
Exactly. Like I said, these are nothing more than money junkies. They can't get enough. Just like a heroin addict. They have no bounds, no boundaries, no loyalties. They'll do anything to get their money fix. And that's what's going on now. And then the other ones, the politicians, they need their power fix. So it's a perfect group. They're the gang, and they are destroying this nation. And as we've said before, people railing about, oh, nationalism and socialism, it's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Oh, here's a beauty for you today. You know this private equity firm, Cerberus, they own Chrysler, and they also own 51% of GMAC. And this private equity group, the chairman and CEO is Jon Snow. He was the Treasury Secretary before Hank Paulson on the Bush. One of the board of directors is that brilliant, shining light of intelligence and integrity, Dan Quayle. Well, today it was announced that Cerberus just bought DynCorp. You know, those mercenaries, those soldiers of the Fortune 500, those military contractors. That's what's going on. We bail out Chrysler. We bail out GMAC. And what do they do with that money? They buy another piece of the war. It's a racket. Just follow the names. I've said this over and over, and I'll say it again. If the names on Wall Street were named Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, they call it the Mafia. But when you call it Dan Quayle and Jon Snow and Hank Paulson, oh no, they're just public servants and really, really swell financial geniuses.
Well, Gerald Celente, I had Catherine Austin Fitch, you know, high-level former federal officer.
Brilliant woman.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. You know, headed up HUD. And when she discovered all of this, and she said, Alex, you had a show on about CPS taking people's kids, and you didn't know, and she sent us the documents and mainstream news articles. I mean, I don't know everything. In fact, I don't know much. The more I learn, the more I know how much I don't know. I didn't know DynCorp, its biggest business in the U.S., is running CPS. So the counties and cities stealing people's kids without due process and then selling them off literally to adoption agencies. Once I found out about it, I Google searched it. There were thousands of articles. DynCorp is now not just running white slavery rings, as the Chicago Tribune reported a few years ago, overseas in Serbia. They're here running it. So now these Pentagon groups are literally hunting us and our children, and I didn't even know it. Think of what else I don't know.
And you know, before we were talking about how they're clamping down on the little people with regulations. Oh, they just came out with the latest IRS reports and how they're not going after big corporations.
That's right.
They're going after the little people. Don't the people see what's going on over here? They're going to crush the rebellion before it starts. We're making it really clear. We're calling for an intellectual revolution. One of the minds, not guns, because you're not going to outgun these guys. And anybody that thinks they are, they're out of their minds. They'll crush you like a gnat. We won a revolution in this country before with minds. We could win it again. And that's what we're saying that can happen. You know, it's that 20% solution. It's the people that will not follow the deranged that want to turn them into murderers to fight other wars that say, no, we're going to stop. And if we stop these wars and we start concentrating and bringing the resources back to this country, we can rebuild it step by step.
Well, I agree with you. Here it is. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Business Week, and this is now all over the news. It was in the London Telegraph yesterday. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corps is trying to encourage public retirement funds that control more than $2 trillion to buy all or part of failed lenders. So the big banks move their money out the back door and buy real assets. Then they put the public on the hook. So all these cops and people being replaced by DynCorp now to snatch kids, they're going to take your pension funds. And it goes on to say the government is ordering the pension funds to invest in failed banks. Since when in the land of the free, home of the brave, does the government regulators order the pension funds where to put their money? Well, it's all selectively enforced. I want to back you up here. If they don't, the laws, millions of laws, there's millions, are written where nobody can follow the law. It's all selectively enforced, so they'll go in and shut them down. That's what Catherine Austin Fitz said and agreed with me here last week. But then you talked about the articles in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times in the last year that I've seen where not only have they cut almost all of the white-collar investigators off of big banks, big corporations that pay almost no tax, it's reported. But when they do bust a Swiss bank account and make it big news in Reuters today, it was for $200,000. So they're busting little bitty chump level. That sounds a lot to a McDonald's worker, but that's nothing, you know, to the elite who are in the trillions and hundreds of billions individually in some cases. And then I remember reading articles about now they're not even having them go after upper middle class. It's after blue collar people, 35,000, and that they send two uniformed officers to Sacramento to a guy's car wash that hadn't paid 4 cents. In fact, pull that up. It was 2 or 4 cents. Sacramento B, car wash visit over 2 cents. And they threatened him over 2 cents. Again, they've got the few investigators going after people for 2 cents.
Well, the same thing here in New York. They're busting people to go into beauty parlors to get all the sales tax they can. Little cafe owners. They're cracking down on the little people, and they have the goon squads behind them. There's a lot of things going on right now that people should be watching around the world. And one of them, of course, is Greece. This is just the beginning. We could actually see the breakup of the European Monetary Union. There's going to be countries that aren't going to be able to cut it. But also, look at the riots going on in Thailand. Look what's going on in Kyrgyzstan. Look what's going on in Latvia, Lithuania, the Ukraine. We're going to see the seeds of war are already fermenting. They're blossoming. They're coming up from the ground. Look what happened in Hungary. Again, people should really take a global view. They just brought in a very right-wing government, and the neo-Nazi party, they just got almost 20% of the vote. So we're going to start seeing some real backlashes going on. And the other thing that we're forecasting is that when the stimulus money runs out, the crash is going to happen. And we believe it's going to be a currency crash. And again, look what's going on in Europe, and they're covering it up. It's much worse than they're making it seem, even with Greece. And you go back to December of 2009, a couple of months ago, they said, oh, don't worry about it. The Greece problem is not going to be a big one. We can take care of it. Well, they just broke the rules. They said they would never, under the Maastricht Agreement, bail out a failed country, and now they're doing it. So the entire systems are failing. And people better plan for the worst.
And a correction. There's CBS News. We'll throw it back up on screen. Sacramento car wash gets IRS visit over 4 cents. I was going from memory. I'm sorry. It was over a lot more money. It was 4 cents. Imagine sending the IRS to threaten someone over 4 cents. What are these IRS agents thinking? They can't go after Bernie Madoff, but they can go after somebody with 4 cents.
Well, again, that's the whole system. It's the cops crashing. Look, if you have two glasses of wine, and they stop you. They'll throw you against the car and handcuff you and send you to jail. I mean, come on. It's squeeze the little people. This is classic when an empire is in decline, and America is that declining empire. So that's what happens, and that's why revolts begin. And as you said, they have the agents provocateur that they keep putting in, whether it's a peaceful demonstration, and all of a sudden you see a squad of guys coming out, and they call them anarchists with masks on. And who are they? They're the police. And they're making it look as though it's the average person that's causing the damage. And the same thing as you pointed out, the infiltrators of these tea parties. So we're really in a very crucial time right now, and we could go either way. But the unquestionably, after the stimulus high runs out, the economy is going to crash. They're going to try to keep it alive for the 2010 midterm elections, but after that, it's going to fall apart. But we're forecasting, actually, it may happen even before then.
You're saying before the 2010, stay there, we're going to come back. Yeah. Get into your forecast on the economy, and then take phone calls. A whole nother hour of Gerald Celente coming up. He's been very gracious with us. We're very, very thankful. Stay with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The AP reported yesterday, several weeks after our initial investigation, that groups all over the country are infiltrating the Tea Parties to pose as racist and do other things. Well, here is a Braverton teacher faces investigation over Tea Party infiltration. He also has a company that supplies much of the city with their internet. And I've said this is racketeering. You try to go to peaceful political protest and make them look like kooks or make them look like racists, as other groups are saying they're going to do, or try to cause violence, as other groups are saying, that's racketeering. That's organized crime getting together to go set people up. And the Black Congressional Caucus walked out in the Tea Party, tried to get them to spit on them, tried to get them to call them the N-word. Nobody did that. The media ran with it and lied. This is the type of propaganda we're talking about. Gerald Celente is our guest. Your call's coming up right when we start the next hour, and I've got other questions we're going to intersperse throughout that for Gerald Celente, picking his brain here, trendsresearch.com. Don't forget, we've got two new films coming out in the next week. One tomorrow premieres at prisonplanet.tv. The DVDs of the new film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, are now shipping. Check out the trailers and info at infowars.com. Okay, Gerald, talking about the economy going under. I know you can't put an exact date on it, but a danger zone, A. B, is there a way to stop it? And C, when they implode it, what type of things are they going to try to steal?
The timing is very tough, but we're looking for something really to happen between now and September. That's our window, because you're going to start seeing a lot more commercial real estate collapsing. You're going to start seeing more sovereign debt problems, and they're not going to be able to cover it up anymore. And of course, the Fed is winding back on their $1.5 trillion that they're covering this whole housing bubble with. And that's winding down as well. So we're going to start seeing some very bad sales coming out in real estate as well. How can it be stopped? It can be stopped only a couple of ways. One is that we have to start doing business with each other. We're a country of over 300 million people. Buy American. We have to, and I'm not a protectionist, and I'm certainly not an isolationist. I travel the world. But I also have to support my neighbor, and my neighbors support me, because if neither of us do good, we all do bad. And that's the way, really, as we can see it coming back in, is to rebuild this country brick by brick, manufacturing by manufacturer. And it was wonderful to hear about that jeans company, Made in America. Anybody that's looking to get into business and to make a mark, sell Made in America. The country's yearning for it and really wants it. Number two in how to bring it back is we need a productive capacity as well, and the best way we see it is with an alternative energy, but not wind, solar, geothermal, or biofuel, something much bigger. And this isn't hyperbole. Go back to when we went in the 1990s and we were in a very severe recession, when Clinton got elected under the mantra, it's the economy, stupid. What got us out? The Internet revolution. Products were invented, designed, manufactured, marketed, serviced. We need that with a new energy product. And by the way, a magazine, I don't have the mentality for it, but for those that do have engineering experience, Infinite Energy, they're on the cutting edge with cold fusion, zero-point energy, charge clusters, permanent magnets, something like that, Alex. You can't print your way out of this. You can't spend out of it. Just like you or I, if we're deep in debt, we don't borrow more money.
You can only innovate. You've got to innovate out of it.
Exactly.
When we come back, I want to briefly, well, we're going to take calls, and I'm going to ask you about NASA. And I'm not for spending $10 billion a year on NASA. But if you're going to give trillions to the banks, over $1 trillion to the war every year, we can't have $10 billion for NASA. Again, everything's got to go to the war machine and the banks. It's killing America. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.